The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith there. Gibson, Streaks out there warming up. Gibson has come to the bench to get ready for the starting lineup. The Streaks will be the road team tonight, being the lower of the two seeds, the three seed here in the sectional complex. Dixon, the two seed with their record of 27-5. Looking up and down who they have played, they did play Geneseo earlier this season on the road at Geneseo, and actually gave them a pretty good battle, it looks like. Where was that score at? I got to go back a little bit earlier in the season. Winnebago, who's one of the top teams in 2A, they lost to them. They're actually in the same conference with Winnebago. Back a little bit further. There's pages of their scores here. They beat LaSalle Prue during the regular season 48-33. Geneseo, they lost actually 55-48, so gave them a game at Geneseo. And so that's the only – they actually played Metamora early in the year. Lost. They were able to slow Metamora down. They lost to them 29-22. Wow. So
that's a low-scoring game.
All right, let's send it down to the PA announcer here. I have his name somewhere, Eric. I wrote it down the other night. What is it?
I think it's Gary Cedro.
Gary Cedro. All right, very good. Here we go.
Gentlemen, please put your hats and join Sterling's very own and our official scorekeeper, Mr. Tim Passion, as he will lead us in our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, nice job by the scorekeeper here tonight. And let's send it back down to our PA announcer here tonight for our starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Streaks and the, what is it?
Jeff Cedro.
Jeff Cedro. All right. Here's our PA announcer, Jeff Cedro, with the starting lineups.
Good evening, basketball fans. Welcome to Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse on the campus of Sterling High School. It's time to meet tonight's starters for our regional final. First, let's meet the Silver Streaks from Galesburg High School. Number four, a 5'8 sophomore, Kiara Kilgore. Number 10, a 5'2 senior, Grace Nelson. Number 24, a 5'7 senior, Cadence Leidick. Number 32, a 5'9 senior, Abby Lingefelter. And number 40, a 6'1 senior, Abigail Davidson. Head coach, Silver Streaks, Mr. Evan Massey. Now, let's meet the Duchesses from Dixon High School. Number 10, a 5'7 senior, Sam Trotalot. Number 11, a 5'7 senior, Riley Feltz. Number 30, a 5'10 junior, Harvest Day. Number 44, a 5'11 junior, Ella Gobig. And number 24, a 6'1 senior, Ellie Jarrett. Head coach Duchess is Mr. Luke Ravlin.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Jeff Cedro. Okay, he had told me he thought she was a freshman, Ellie Jarrett. She must be, he just said a senior. He thought she was a freshman. Oh, didn't he just say senior?
I honestly didn't hear.
Right. Well, the Streaks in their road, dark gray, white numbers, white and silver trim. Dixon in their home, white. Silver numbers, purple and silver trim in the center circle for the Streaks. Abby Davidson at 6'1". And for Dixon,
Ella Govig
at 5'11". Ready to get the regional championship underway. Ball is up. Tap one by Abby Davidson. Goes to Kara Kilgore. And Grace Nelson will set for the Streaks. Dixon comes out. Looks like they're kind of matching up a little bit. Kind of a 2-3. But they're doubling up on... At one or not either doubling up on Abby. Just they're boxing one. They're guarding Kiara all over the floor.
Yep.
That's what they're doing. All right. So now Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key with it. Gets to Cadence Lydick on the left wing. Cadence to Kiara out on the volleyball spike line. Gets a pick from Cadence. Now brings back and gives to Cadence on the right wing. Cadence nearly traveled with it. Got away with one. I think that's what Coach Ravlin
was looking for it.
Now it's Abby Lingenfelter swing it to Cadence, right wing for three. Too strong, but the rebound on the weak side comes down to Abby Lingenfelter. Shot got blocked by, what's that number? Is that 30? Looked like it was Harvest Day. And back the other way, Dixon, a drive. And what is this? A push? Okay, she was out at the top of the key. The official down on the baseline called a push on, who'd he call
Cadence.
It on? Cadence. I don't know what he saw there, as it was Sam Turtelot was penetrating there. That's first team foul. First foul in the basketball game. Inbound comes to Turtelot. She'll bring it out and set against the Streaks man-to-man. Turtelot in the center circle brings it out high left side to Govig. Now goes to Turtelot. Right wing. This is
Travel,
David.
No
penetrates.
Call.
Missed the shot. It might have been partially blocked by Abby Davidson. I'm not sure. But
she wasn't happy with the call, but man, she ran. She picked the ball up and just ran it in.
Cadence with it, left wing, no score here. 6:46 to play, first quarter, regional championship. Kara with it, top of the key, and they're playing a box and one, guarding her. It's all over.
Oh, and they left her.
And now, and she got fouled going up for the shot. No call. Kara went up for the shot, right side. About an 8-footer got fouled, and Dixon comes away with it. This is Turtelot out high left side to Govig. Now top of the key, this is, okay, that's a 24. Oh, that's Jarrett. Okay, I couldn't find her. L. Jarrett. Now back to Turtelot in the center circle. Right side, Govig. Now this is Fouts with it. Fouts to the top of the key, gives to Jarrett. Jarrett, Turtelot gets away, back door, up off the glass. Missed the shot, though. And an
anticipation call.
Oh, my goodness.
All day long.
Wow, they called Kiara. Yeah, Kiara was standing straight up, and he blew the whistle, I think, before she went up for the shot.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He blew it right away.
So that puts at the free throw line is Harvest Day, 5'10 junior. And bounce that one off. Missed the first. No score here. 6:02 to play first quarter.
Both teams coming out offensively slow.
And, yeah, he calls that, but then you don't call
right.
Kiara when she's obviously got hammered down there. Way short on that free throw, but the rebound came off hard and got tapped out. Dixon gets a back three-pointer right wing, air ball. And, fortunately, they saved an inbounds to the Streaks, and Grace Nelson gets tied up, and they're going to call a foul. it's going to be both ways. That's fine.
Well,
same crew we had the other night.
Right.
And they weren't consistent, but eventually they were pretty consistent. So they call – who
they call? 44 Elegovic. I think they're going to try to set a tone here is what it looks like this officiating crew is going to do, and then they'll probably back off a little bit once there's a little bit more flow to the game.
Abby Davidson, 10-foot turnaround on the left side, no good. Grace Nelson with a rebound. Back to Cadence Leidick on high left side. Thought about the three.
Abby Lingenfelter was wide open under the basket.
And there is one of those unforced errors we're talking about. Cadence overthrew Grace. And the streets turned over for the first time tonight.
I think Grace was looking inside to get that ball inside to Abby before she caught the ball.
5:34 to play here in the first quarter. No score yet. Defensive battle so far, I guess you'd call it that. Or just missing shots. Well, streets haven't gotten too many shots off. Turtle out with it. And that's backcourt. That's a violation.
Thank you.
Over and back. As Fouts lost control of it, went in the backcourt. I didn't think they were going to call it.
He was a little slow on the call, and I also thought for a second there he was calling a carry, but then I saw he did do the back end.
So each team with a turnover. Grace Nelson bounces for Abby Davidson on the right wing. Now high goes to Kira. Left wing, Grace Nelson thought about the three. Now at the left elbow, Cadence drives in, bumps, takes some contact.
That's going to be a foul on Day, and I think that's a generous call for the Streaks. Yeah. They're not a lot of contact, but Cadence will gladly go to the line.
So that's the first on Day. And, I mean, you could argue there was contact. He went up, and they touched bodies. I don't think it affected the shot, though.
No.
Cadence just went up too hard with it, probably expecting contact, and hits the first free throw, and that is the first point of the basketball game with 5:06 to play here in the first quarter.
I'll be interested to know if the student section tries to switch sides at halftime.
Yeah, you're actually you're right.
Actually, there's some Galesburg fans over there, so I doubt it.
Missed the second one. Rebound comes away today for Dixon. 1-0 is the Galesburg lead. And this was a pace, at least a scoring pace, we hoped was not going to happen. This is Fouts on the dribble. Hands off today. Back to Fouts out high left side. Left wing knocked away by Caden Kleidick. Out of bounds right to Coach Massey. And so it'll be Dixon inbound in front of the Streaks bench as Capri Ferguson makes her first appearance. Gives Grace Nelson a break. 4:50 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 1-0 lead. Day inbounds. Gives it to Turtelot. Turtelot on the dribble against Caden Kleidick. Goes right. Hands off to Fouts. Fouts back left.
Ooh, Capri.
Yeah, Capri tried to get around a pick. Ran right into Turtelot.
I think she had an angle for that steal, but she just didn't have enough space between the screener, and then she ended up flying into Turtelot. Or Fouts, excuse me.
First foul on Capri, 13 foul on the Streaks. 4:43 to play, first quarter. 1-0 is the Streaks lead. In the back quarter goes to Turtelot. She'll be met by Caden Slidick. Has double screens, and that could have been a moving screen there. Turtelot down the right side. Shot.
Oh, wow.
Shot blocked. A clean block by Abby Davidson, and the official with a bad angle called her for the body. Her body was nowhere close because she reached over the top. Oh, my goodness. Wow. There was an official right on the play on the baseline, and he was not blowing the whistle. So Abby Davidson picks up the foul. Turtelot goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good. Does it seem darker in here tonight?
Yes. Okay. I thought so.
Lights right above the scoreboard aren't on. I don't know if they were on the other night or not. Maybe not. Maybe those mess up the scoreboard. Or maybe the ones above us that are off were on the other night. So Turtelot hits the first. We are tied at one. Second one is up and good. And Dixon has their first lead, 2-0.
2-1.
2-1, I'm sorry. Capri Ferguson brings it across left side for the Streets. Gives to Soraya Boyd, who's in now. Out to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Capri between the circles on the volleyball spike line. To Kiera, left wing. Spins back the other way as a double teamer. Now it's Capri between the circles. Abby,
you got to get to her sooner, Capri.
Yeah, too late. She thought about the pass. It got blocked, fortunately, right back to her. Now Capri, or it's like Cadence to Soraya Boyd down on the baseline, but the ball went low. Lost the handle on the Streaks, turn it over.
Well, and I think Soraya's going to put that on the ground, which you don't want to do when the defense is collapsing on you in a zone.
Fouts with it, right side. Stops, top of the key, picks up. Bounces down low.
Push off. I was going to say, 24. That was Jarrett. She threw her shoulder or her elbow at Soraya.
Yeah, that was a good call. That official, female official, she is very very animated on her call. Now we're going to have the mask timeout. Not a mask in the place. Well, I see one.
It's not on the floor.
That is it. All right, we'll take a timeout as well. 3:55 to play first quarter. It is Dixon 2, Galesburg 1. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who
can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:55 to play here in the first quarter. Regional championship from Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterlingtown. Meredith, Eric Gibson. This is the actual score. It's Dixon 2, Galesburg 1. Our first point came at what, the 5:06 mark?
Yeah.
The Streaks hit a free throw, and we were up 1-0. Now Dixon has hit a couple of free throws, and we bring it back the other way as the offensive foul and turnover on Dixon, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way out of the timeout.
Well, and the Streaks just haven't figured out the box and one yet.
Yeah.
They want to get the ball to Kira, obviously, but whenever Kira touches the ball, she's going to be double-teamed. So you kind of want to get her while she's moving.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that the Streaks have to get to the point where they take advantage of that high post. They haven't done that yet.
I believe in their student section now, they're in the front row. That must be the Dixon Duke. Look, see what he's wearing.
Yeah,
there.
He was here the other day,
oh, okay.
Too.
Kira with it, left wing, drives baseline. Kurtelot cuts her off, pulls it back out, now reverses, now brings it back out the other way. Capri with it, out high near midcourt. Picks up, gets to Abby Lingenfelter between the circles, looks over the defense. Now to Capri.
Get it to her.
And yeah, Abby Davidson open there, and Kira wouldn't go into her. Now it's Cadence with it back to Capri in the center circle. Kurtelot, she's going to get worn out if she's the only one guarding her like that. Now Capri gets a pick from Abby Davidson, doesn't get it to her, now turned it over.
Well, the Streaks have to realize they're in a zone. It's essentially a 2-2 zone, so you've got to know where that defender is. Threw it right to the defensive player there.
This is Day, drives in, nice bounce pass.
They're in
to
the
Jarrett.
Lane the entire possession.
Yeah. Jarrett puts it up and in.
Wow.
First basket of the ball game, and it's 4-1 Dixon. Coach Massey is going to call a 30-second timeout. You know something, and this is interesting, and I don't know what – Coach Massey obviously has his own strategy. He probably is not surprised they're running a box and one, but I know there was times where there was a box and one or triangle and two. Sometimes, like, well, my dad would run our man-to-man offense.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of picks and stuff.
Right.
They would still open and open it back up.
Yeah, but, because essentially it's very similar, because even though they're in that 2-2 zone, they're still responsible for different parts. They're showing the replay of that last play. Jarrett was in the lane almost the entire possession here. The driver came in, she drove in, she passed it, she dribbled twice.
And she traveled before when she was setting up.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
All right, back out of the 30-second timeout by Coach Massey. 2:55 to play first quarter. Dixon 4, Galesburg 1. And again, yeah, it's only 4-1. It's a three-point lead, but this is one of those teams you don't want to get down to because of the pace of the basketball game, and we've seen it early on. Kira, right wing, fires a three, airballed it. It's rebound saved inbounds by Cadence, but Gova comes away with it for Dixon.
Well, the other thing Streaks don't want to do is force threes either.
Yeah. Day, right wing, penetrates. Nice bounce pass to Jarrett. Again, she was standing in the lane the whole time, lays it up and in.
Yeah, she just camps out in the weak side portion of the lane, and she's getting the ball dumped off to her, and we're getting no count from the officials.
Capri Ferguson, right wing with it to Kira out high right side. Had Abby Lienfelder open, mister. Now Cadence left wing, drives in and overthrows Kira. So that is 4 Galesburg turnovers.
Well, and again, sloppy turnovers.
Yeah. Checking in will be Alexis Edgerson for the Streaks.
Soraya Boyd's in for Abby Davidson.
And Alexis is going to come in for Cadence. So Kira, Capri, Alexis, Abby Lienfelder, and Soraya Boyd. 2:14 to play first quarter. 6-1 is the Dixon lead. This is Jarrett with it. Picks up. Gives top of the key to Govig. Right wing, Turtelot. Turtelot gets a pick. Drives in. Pulls up a little runner in the paint. Missed it. And the rebound gets away. Finally, Abby Lienfelter able to corral it. Now Capri Ferguson with it for the Streaks. Stops out high. Gets to Abby Lienfelter between the circles. Left wing, Alexis Edgerson brings it back out high and gets to Kira top of the key. Right wing, it's Capri Ferguson. Oh, Capri wasn't ready to shoot at all. She had a wide open three there.
Well, and that's part of the problem. You got to be ready to go.
Oh, nice move by Kira. She
hits
the defenders and gets fouled. And Jarrett, I believe, is going to
be her second.
Nice move by Capri. She got the defenders going one way. She went the other. And Jarrett picks up her second foul. And Kira goes to the free throw line with two shots. 1:38 to play in the first quarter. 6-1 is the Dixon lead. Now that'll get Coach Ravlin get a player up off the bench. It's Abby Nipple, 5'7 junior, as Kira missed the first.
Can't miss free throws here.
Nope. Grace Nelson back in. Abby Davidson back in as Soraya and Capri will get a break. Nipple, one of those that moved on in the three-point contest for Dixon. Second shot is up, too strong by Kiara. Needs to just block out the crowd down there. I know it's easier said than done as a sophomore. This is Turtelot. Bounces. Nice job by Kiara. Knocked it away. Tried to bounce down for a day.
Well, and Alexis got beat right there because she was focusing on the right hand, and Turtelot turned her over and went left.
Day inside of Turtelot. Kicks it back out. Nipple for the three-pointer. Missed it. Rebound is going to fall out of bounds and go back to the Streaks. 1:20 to play in the first quarter.
Streaks still without a field goal on this one.
6-1 is the Dixon lead. And this is what Dixon does to you.
Yep.
That's their game plan.
Well, and what the Streaks need to do is they need Kira moving more. You've got to – Kira's the distraction. You've got to find other people
exactly.
And use Kira as the distraction.
And we've seen both Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson posted up, and they hadn't gotten it into them. You get that, do that a few times, they're not going to be able to.
Well, and the other players have to be ready to shoot the ball,
yeah.
Too. We're not seeing people catching the ball ready to shoot. Oh, there's a push to the face.
Wow. Abby Davidson set a pick and got blasted. Now Abby gets it inside, but fades away. And the rebound comes away to Day for Dixon.
Yeah, Abby Davidson got
just
pushed in the face. And
Riley Fouts. Turtelot on the dribble, goes down the right baseline, pulls up with a short shot, gets it up and in. She's quick with the basketball. She's got four, and it's 8-1. 28 seconds to play. Abby Lingenfelter, left wing, Alexis Edgerson.
Got to be ready to shoot, girls.
Now it's Kiara, top of the key. Gets to Grace Nelson on the right wing. Tried to go inside Abby Lingenfelter, overthrew her, and a jump ball. Good hustle by Abby Lingenfelter, but the possession arrow points toward
Streaks in danger of having their first quarter all season without a field goal.
14.7 to play. And now another player getting up off the ball. She's not going to get in. He says, never mind, come on back, Jesse Pittman. All right, this is Turtelot with eight. Dribbles left, splits the defender, skips the left baseline. Three-pointer blocked by Capri Ferguson. Rebound, Turtelot misses a short one. And the ball
sounded like there was time left on the clock.
Yeah, I thought that the horn had not sounded, but they're going to say it. That's the end of the first quarter. After one, the Streaks without a field goal. It is Dixon 8, Galesburg 1. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Remember when your car all worked together, the back and the front, the left side and the right, all in unison? It was tremendous. Well, now it's divided because part of your car seems to have gone mad. You can't even talk to that side of your car. In fact, most days it feels like your car is traveling in two different directions. So it's time for an alignment and new tires from CarMart Tire and Auto. CarMart can make your car great again, and you don't even have to wait till 2024. CarMart Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Second quarter just underway. Streaks with the basketball, trailing Dixon 8-1. Streaks go without a field goal in the first quarter. Capri Ferguson in there with Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, Kiara Kilgore, and Cadence Leidick. This is Capri to Cadence Leidick out high on the right side. To Kiara, right wing. Down toward the baseline. Just Abby Davidson at the right elbow. Kicking back over to Capri. She'll penetrate, gets between the defenders, lays up, and comes up short. Ball goes to the floor. Going to have a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward Dixon.
Well, I still think the Streaks are confused about what defense is being run against them, because Abby Lingenfelter just tried to set a screen on the defender that's defending Kira, and there's two other players standing there because it's a zone.
Yeah. Yeah, the box one. There's one playing man-to-man. Turtelot's playing all over Kiera. Free's got to be careful. Got away with a bump there. Now this is Nipple with it. Dribbles to the left elbow. Down on the block goes to Day. Back out top of the key to Govic. Govic fakes left, goes right, spins, puts a shot up and missed it. Rebound Kiera for the Streaks. Nice move by Govic that time. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Now Abby Lingenfelter fakes down the left side, up off the glass.
There we go.
Nice move. Good job. High-low Kiera to Abby Lingenfelter. She made a nice drive left side, lays it up and in. First basket for the Streaks, 8-3.
Well, and Abby stopped to set a screen for Kiera again. Kira's like, go to the basket.
Oh my goodness.
Cadence is going to call for her second, and she just knocked the ball away.
Yeah, well, I don't even know. I think she just – I thought Day just lost it.
I think she got her hand on the ball. She definitely didn't make any contact with the body.
There's two on Cadence, and again, the official's not an angle to see that. Then the Hannah Steinmeier. And who did she replace? She replaced Fouts.
Yeah.
6:44 to play, first half, Streaks trail 8-3. Inbound comes to Turtelot out in the center circle. Working against Caden Slidek. Could have been a moving screen.
Ooh,
again.
Ooh, carry.
Yeah, another high dribble. They didn't call that. Day, right wing, kicks it inside to Govic. Spins, traveled, no call. Missed the shot. Rebound Kiera for the Streaks.
And she's in the lane the entire possession.
Capri Ferguson. Up it goes to Caden Slidek, right wing. Down on the right block to Abby Davis, but overthrew her.
Pass was too high.
Again, yep. Yeah, she was trying to get control of it, had no opportunity, though. That, what, six streak turnovers now? With 3 points. Now Turtelot rises. My goodness. Two streaks were just standing there.
And
two streaks just
picked the ball up and ran
and
into him.
Yeah, Turtelot just ran right into him, and Abby Davis gets called for the foul.
Second.
That's her second now. Jeez. They were both just standing. I mean, Turtelot was just out of control and ran into him. Coach Massey's talking to her about that one.
Well, and that's one of those calls that drives me nuts because, you know, I wonder if Abby Davidson falls backwards if they call that foul, which is not how that rule's written.
She called it for a hold, though. She called it for a grab. Oh. That's, you know.
Yeah, I don't know where you got that because both players had their hands
or at
up.
At least that's the signal she made. First free throw good by Turtelot. She's got 5 of their 9. Second shot away, and that one is good as well. And that's going to be a big difference tonight. They're hitting the free throws. I guess they didn't miss. They missed their first two early. Day 10-3 is the Dixon lead.
No, you can't throw that pass through there.
Yeah, it's a zone. Yeah, you can't get it over there. Streaks got it back. Capri, and now she gets called for travel. Faked the shot top of the key and then made the pass. Got called for dragging the pivot foot. 7 streak turnovers.
Just call it both ways. I'm good with that. And we're going to get another 30-second call by timeout called by Coach Massey, trying to settle the girls down.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games tonight. 2019 Nissan Murano SV all-wheel drive. This one is white, really, really nice car. You can check out on the lot tomorrow. And $31,995 is what you look at the price for this one. Really, really nice vehicle, white with kind of a cream interior, really nice ride out on the highway. Love the Muranos. And, you know, whether you're driving through snow or not, it's all-wheel drive. You can drive with confidence. And nice, smooth ride, the midsize SUV with a ton of room. Really like the roominess in the Murano. You can check it out again, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. No, they're not raising the prices just because they can. They're giving you the same great deals that you would have gotten anyway. Go check them out. And they just got a whole bunch of new cars, a whole truckload of new cars in today, but you better get in there quick and check those out. 10-3, the Dixon lead, 5:44 to play first half. Turtelots to Govig out high on the right side. Turtelot, she's doing because she's doing all their ball handling, and she's starting here, man to man. She's going to be worn out near the end of this one.
Oh, it'll definitely be a true test of her her physical fitness.
This is Kate Nipple with it now. She's into the ball game. Now it's Day, and now finally started the 5 count. Now Turtelot with it, working against Caden's left side, spins back inside the free throw line, traveled, no call shot blocked
time
by Kiera, and Caden brings it back the other way. That Euro step, whatever you call it. It's a travel. Capri Ferguson, the volleyball spike line, right wing to Cadence.
There we go.
Abby Lingenfelter left side, and thought she was going to come up short on it. She could have taken a dribble and gone to the basket. She decided to pull up, but she's got two baskets, both the Streaks baskets, and it's 10-5 with 4:48 to play.
Streaks are down by 5, and it feels like 15.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. I mean, they take how much time? Almost every possession. Every now and then they'll go to the basket quickly, but for the most part, a lot of dribbling on the outside, a lot of penetration, looking for the easy basket. This is Steinmeier with it. Stops inside the top of the key. Hands off to Day. Day to the right baseline to Govig. Govig spins and nearly got tied up there. Got it back out to Turtelot.
Now 3 seconds.
Steinmeier, she's in the paint the whole time. Govig, 10-footer right side, no good. But Day with the rebound gets tied up. And the possession arrow this time points toward the Streaks.
My gosh. It's almost inevitable because what they're doing is they're running the weave out top, and then they get a post player to just camp in the lane. Yeah, and
but they're not even making the count on it.
Right.
Abby Lingefelter, Capri Ferguson, out between the circles, right wing. It's Caden Slidek. Had Kira posted up, didn't find it. Now they get it in through. Kira spins, leans in, puts it up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Soraya, and it's going to go back as Day knocked it away.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
I like that because what the Streaks did was they posted Kira up inside, let her use her post moves one-on-one against whoever's in there against.
And they bodied up again. Now they've got Steinmeier Gardner instead of Turtelot, so giving her a little break from her.
And I just keep doing that. Yeah. I keep posting her up. She's got a size advantage on Steinmeier. Get it in.
Now they get into Kira again. Fakes, reverses.
Oh, there's
the right
a foul,
side,
finally.
And she gets fouled. Thank you very much.
This should be Govig second. Yeah.
She was there. Steinmeier was there as well. And they do call it on Govig.
Yeah, she hit her in the face.
So that's two on her and Kira Kilgore to the free throw line. It's going to be a mask timeout. it's funny to see them even make the indication now. All right, 3:58 to play here in the first half. It is Dixon 10, Galesburg 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Knoxville Bar and Grill. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Sterling, Illinois, regional championship game between the Dixon Duchesses and the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks trailing 10-5 here in the second quarter. And Eric, you're right, just their pace of play, you feel like you're down 15 points, so you want to make this up before halftime as much as you can and not be, you know, be right back in it heading into the second half.
Yeah, I think the big thing right now for the Streaks is you got to keep doing what you've been doing, getting the ball to Kira inside. I think that looked like it's a promising avenue at this point, because at some point they're going to have to bring a double team on Kira, because Steinmeier's not going to be able to check her in the lane by herself. And at that point, look to dump off to either Soraya, Abby, or Abby, depending on who's in the game.
So Kira at the free throw line out of the mass timeout. She's got two shots. All the Dixon student section yelling air ball and waving their hands. And
there we
nothing
go.
But net on that one. That's what you need to do. Just ignore them. And here you go. Eat that.
Yeah.
First point of the night for Kira. Make it 10-6. And she can cut it to 3. Second shot is away. And good.
And part of me wants to be like, student section, if you really want to affect her, go to the top of the bleachers, not
exactly.
The bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
She's looking at the basket.
Exactly, looking up above them. All right, 10-7, under 4 to play.
Carey.
This is Fouts with it and hands off to Kate Nipple. She dribbles right down the right side lane and gets tied up by...
Oh my gosh!
Handed the ball right to Cadence, and Cadence grabbed it, and they call her for a foul. Unbelievable.
That's her third.
Wow. So quickly that gets Alexis Edgerson up. She handed her the ball. She stopped and picked it up and like basically picked it up out in front of her. Wow.
And I think that's what Coach Massey's saying right now. Like, what are you supposed to do? I
mean, and that's they're at the free throw line now the rest of the half.
Well, we'll see how good of a free throw shooting team this is. Kate Nipple at the line.
She is a 5'7 junior. Okay, they must be twins. Abby's the one that moved on in the three-point contest. Missed it. Rebound, Kiara for the Streaks.
Abby's a sophomore.
Oh, okay, Kate. Well, here on my roster, they've got them both as juniors.
Oh, maybe I miswrote that then.
Yeah,
who got the rebound there?
Kiara.
Okay.
And she's got it on the right baseline.
Oh, no, you're right. They're both juniors.
Drives baseline, spins in, triple team, spins in the paint, gets fouled, no call.
Well, and I don't like the shot from Kira.
Well, she forced the shot.
She had three players around her. She's got to find a teammate there.
I think she was hoping to get the contact call, and they didn't call it, but it wasn't a good-looking shot from her, though. This is Kate Nipple. Left wing goes to Turtelot, working against Alexis Edgerson now. Gets picked, have the key down the right side of the lane. Up off the glass, no good.
Terrible
rebound
shot.
Comes away, yeah. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound, gets to Capri. Under three to play first half, Streaks trail 10-7. Left side it goes to Abby Lingenfelter, back to Capri.
Be ready to shoot, Alexis.
Now Alexis on the right wing, puts on the floor to Capri between the circles. Left wing, and it's going to go back to...
And again, you've got to understand where the defense is. Kira has somebody glued to her. So Capri tried to make that pass. She's got to understand that Kira's got a defender right in front of her the whole time.
Eight streak turnovers?
Yes.
Left wing. This is Fouts with it. There's a push off of the pick, and then they pushed off on Capri. Now a three-pointer out on the right side. No good by Nipple. Rebound by Abby Lingenfelter. Capri Ferguson bounces for Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Got to be ready to shoot. What now? Capri's going to fire from that high right side off the mark. And the rebound comes around to Day for Dixon.
Well, and that's a tough one right there. I don't have any problem with Capri shooting that per se. And turnover by Dixon. They overthrew their intended target. But Kira was wide open on the wing. Her defender had lost her. And that's something you kind of want to see.
2:16 to play first half, 10-7. Dixon, Streaks, this will be, what, the third opportunity to cut it to two or tie it. Grace Nelson back in, gives to Kiara, top of the key. Out high right side, Alexis Edgerson. Now swinging back to Kiara.
Good screen.
Strong, and the rebound's going to go off Soraya.
Good screen, though, on that long side by Abby Lingenfelter. She screened out the backside of the zone so it couldn't get out to Kiara. Kiara's just got to be ready to put that up. Or, I mean, she's got to get a better touch on it.
And, that, you know, that shot you want, she's got to shake it off. She's got to shoot it. If she gets an open look like that, she's got to take
shoot.
It.
Yep. No, I totally agree. She just, for some reason, isn't – she's been long on two of those from that side now.
Well, it was the same thing the other night in here for whatever reason. And I didn't think we shot that poorly from behind the arc when we played up here during the conferences. Now a steal by Abby Lieford. Oh, no, it goes to four, gets loose. Kiara down and is able to come up with it. Now Alexis Edgerson. Alexis down the right side, one-on-one. Nice move around the defender. Glass and in. Alexis Edgerson, she had Fouts down there to beat. Faked her right, went back to the left and up. And it is 10-9 and a 30-second timeout called by Luke Ravlin of Dixon. What a nice move by Alexis Edgerson. Great hustle by the Streaks defense. And Kiara diving to the floor, getting that. And from the floor, made the pass to Alexis. She was going down one-on-three. Fouts stood under the basket waiting for her. And as Alexis started going up to the right, Fouts moved that way. So she changed directions as she was going up to the left and laid up and in.
How she got that to the right side of the basket is beyond me. Watching it live, and I've watched the replay three times, I don't know how she laid that in on the right side of the basket. It looked for sure like she was going to go right to the front of the rim, and somehow she got it around.
Well, let's go on a run here, Streaks. Trailing by 1:10-9, 1:25 to play here in the first half. You know, the good news is this is with Kiara with just 2 points from the free throw line. And, you know, at some point, if you do get a lead, they're going to have to change the defense up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not be able to run the box in one. They'll have to go man at some point. Probably.
I mean, if you really wanted to do it, like some schools do, if you got the lead, you could just stand out top.
That's true, yeah.
Wait for them to switch their defense.
This is Jarrett with it. Holds on. Hands off to Fouts. Goes behind the back. High dribble. Now hands off to Nipple. This is Kate Nipple. Gives back to Jarrett. Jarrett top of the key on the dribble. 1:02 to play. Lots of handle. Got knocked away by Alexis Edgerson. Jarrett unfortunately got it back. Now Fouts out here on the right side. Good defense by the Streaks. Now an elbow through, and she traveled. Fouts elbowed Grace Nelson. Traveled before she missed the shot. Rebound by Day, but she missed it. And Soraya Boyd comes away with it for the Streaks. Now Grace Nelson with 41 seconds to play. Streaks can go into halftime with a lead. Alexis Edgerson out high left side with 37. Back to Grace Nelson near the center circle to Abby Lingenfelter. Back to Grace. Now Abby Lingenfelter left wing underneath Soraya Boyd. Turns up off the glass.
Yes!
Streaks. There we go. For the second time here tonight. First basket for Soraya Boyd. It's 11-10 Streaks. 22 seconds to play in the half.
A good find by Abby Lingenfelter because Soraya was open multiple times on that possession. And they finally went back and she saw her and was able to get her to that dump down.
Running the weave out high. This is Turtelot with it. Now down the right side lane, kicks out to Jarrett. Jarrett spins back toward the basket, throws up the shot, missed it. Rebound Abby Lingenfelter. 3 seconds to play. Grace Nelson midcourt fires a long shot. Oh! Just hit the bottom of the net. We have played one half of basketball. Well, fortunately, we made the comeback, and the Streaks take the lead. They score 10 in the second quarter, and they outscore them 10-2. The score at half, it is Galesburg 11, Dixon 10. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down some halftime stats and more, talk about what's coming up if the streak should move on here. At the half, it is Galesburg 11, Dixon 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. Come out for Critter Cove's Music Trivia Night, Saturday, February 26th, from 5:30 to 10 at Big Cats in Knoxville. $10 per person, 8 to 10 people per team, plus 50-50 drawing, bake sale, raffle items, and more. All proceeds help save injured and orphaned wildlife. Find out how to pre-register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Mark Patrick Seminars is coming to Galesburg tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking. No matter how many times you've tried in the past to stop smoking, this program is designed to help you eliminate your desire to smoke without willpower, without cravings, without irritability, without weight gain, or your money back. You can become a non-smoker tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Sterling, Illinois. Regional championship game between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Dixon Duchesses. Streaks, after trailing 8-1 at the end of the first quarter, they didn't have a field goal in the first quarter. They outscored Dixon 10-2 in that second quarter and hold an 11-10 lead at halftime. That was some ugly basketball. You know what? I would say we have seen worse, though.
Yes.
Two Quincy games were worse than this. This is just a slow-paced game.
Well, it's slow-paced, and it's kind of a muck-it-up game where the Streaks are kind of having issues finding their openings to score, and so it's one of those games where you've got to be a little bit more creative. And I like some of the things that, you know, like we talked about at one point, Coach Massey had Kira posting up. I thought that was a good maneuver. And then they went to the double post, and what they were doing was bringing Abby Lingenfelter out wide and then bringing the post that side too, so she dumped it down, and we saw those 2 points from Soraya out of that action.
All right, so here's what happens or what else is going on tonight. Over in Peoria at Peoria High, the hosts are taking on the Morton Potters. Those two teams played in our Downstate Classic. Peoria High won that game. At Geneseo, it is the host Maple Leafs taking on the Rock Island Rocks. Those two teams split their games in the Western Big Six. They each won on their own home floor. This one at Geneseo tonight. Over at Metamora, it is the top team over there, Notre Dame, taking on Washington. Notre Dame, actually the number 2 seed over in the Peoria area. Washington, the number 5 seed, should be a good game there as well. So what will happen, the winners all tonight will meet at La Salle Peru coming up on Tuesday night. And the winner of this game will take on the winner of the Peoria High Morton game. That'll be 6 o'clock next Tuesday night at La Salle Peru. So if the Streaks win, we will be up there early. It'll be a 5:40 pregame and a 6 o'clock tip here on WGIL. That means it'll be the winner from Geneseo taking on the winner from Metamora. So either Notre Dame or Washington taking on either Geneseo or Rock Island.
Morton up at the half, 16-6.
Really?
Katie Krupa has 8 points and 5 rebounds. Peoria High is 2 for 22 from the field.
Wow. That's a bit of a surprise there. Not only that low scoring as it is as well. I mean, Peoria doesn't always score a lot of points, but that's really low scoring for
them. Let me see if I can find a Geneseo score. I just saw they just came out of the half. Let me see if I can get a score. Looks like the Leafs, 31-18, Geneseo's up on Rocky.
Okay, wow.
Just coming out of halftime.
Yeah, that'll be I mean, Rock Island has made some good comebacks this year, but against that good a team, I don't know. And Geneseo playing on their own home floor. So, again, it would be Tuesday night at LaSalle Peru for the sectional opener. Of course, the sectional will move on to the super sectional up at Lewis University in, where are we at, Romeoville?
Yes.
Which would come up the following Monday, the 28th. On the boys' side, they'll get their postseason underway also coming up next week, and that'll be next Wednesday night. They'll be playing at the Limestone Regional. Galesburg is the number 3 seed in their subsectional. Morton number 1, Notre Dame 2, Galesburg 3, Washington 4, Peoria High 5, Richwood 6. They're the other host, Manual 7, East Peoria, and then Limestone. So the Streaks will take on they'll take on Manual next Wednesday night at 7:30. That'll be the second game. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickwell will have that for you about 7:10 for the pregame. Notre Dame plays the winner of the Limestone East Peoria play-in game. That'll be the 6 o'clock game next Wednesday night. Their sectional will actually be at Bradley University at the what's the name of that? The arena there.
Renaissance Coliseum
there at Bradley University is where their sectional would be. So
it looks like they have a full house in Geneseo tonight.
Not surprising. Not surprising with those two teams. All right, halftime, it's Galesburg 11, Dixon 10. We will come back and run down the halftime stats and bring you the second half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
When this project started, we wanted to rethink and reimagine what a library can be. This is Heather Sipes, Executive Director of the Galesburg Public Library Foundation. The new Galesburg Public Library construction is moving forward, and soon we will have a place that will be an integral part of a revitalized community. The new building will feature a fireplace alcove, art gallery, and second floor balcony, along with places for outdoor programs, green space, and a garden. To see what the new library will look like, stop in or go to galesburg.info, keyword library, because we're not just building a library, we're connecting a community.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. Providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Patchy blowing snow tonight. Cloudy, chance of snow showers. Gradually clearing late. Overnight low down to 9. The wind chill as low as 6 below 0. Tomorrow sunny with a high of 24. Low of 16 tomorrow night. And Sunday sunny and a high of 49. It's 29 at WGIL.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow as Illinois travels to Michigan State. Coverage begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
11-10 halftime, just about ready to get the second half underway quickly. A good thing it's low scoring. Streaks led by Abby Leifelter, 2 points on two baskets, or excuse me, 4 on two baskets, 2 for Alexis Edgerson on a basket, 2 for Tariah Boyd on a basket, 2 for Kiara Kilgore, 2 for 4 from the line, 1 for Cadence, 1 for 2 from the line, 6 for Sam Turtelot on a basket, and 4 for 4 from the line, 4 points for L. Jarrett on two baskets for Dixon.
Dixon turned it over 5 times, Streaks 8 times, 15-14 edge on the rebounds for the Streaks, 5-3 edge for Dixon on offensive boards. Dixon was 3 of 18 in the first half. The Streaks were 4 of 16. Neither team hit a three.
Dixon with the basketball to start the second half. This is Day. Left wing it goes, and a three-pointer is no good. And the rebound on the weak side.
She's out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds. That was Govig. The shot was put up by...
Was that Fouts?
Fouts. Riley Fouts missed it. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Hopefully can increase their lead. And let's get it up to about 10 so it feels like 30 for this team. They're sticking with the box and one. Grace Nelson out high right side. It goes to Caden Slidick.
No.
Bad pass on the right wing. Turn it over. And Turlot's going to go down uncontested. Left side lays it up and nearly ripped too far.
Again, the Streaks have got to understand what defense they're in. They're throwing the ball to Kira like it's a zone. And there's always a player trailing.
Now a nice reverse layup move by Caden Slidick. Missed the shot, though. Rebound comes away today. And the Streaks, you got to also realize you had the lead and you could take your time. And now Turlot drives down. Shot partially blocked by Abby Davidson. Rebound comes away to Jarrett, but she's fouled by, was it Abby Langefelter?
Let's hope so, because if it's Abby Davidson, it's her third.
Yep, Abby Langefelter's first foul. Then that's going to put Jarrett at the free throw line with two shots, her first attempt tonight. So you got to realize you had a one-point lead against this team, and you know you don't need to press on the offensive end, which is kind of what happened when they threw that pass into a bad spot and turned it over. All right, so L. Jarrett at the free throw line. First one, ooh, missed it badly. Wow. So... good news for Kira, all the students did stay on that end, so she won't have to be shooting into them anymore.
Although she figured it out the last time.
Well, that's true. Capri Ferguson back in, Alexis Ederson, also Soraya Boyd in for the Streaks. They're in there with Abby Langefelter and Kira Kogler. Hits the second one.
Man, after how far she was off on the first one, she switched that one.
13-11 is the Dixon lead. Abby Langefelter, give it over to Alexis Ederson, right wing, out high it goes to Capri Ferguson. Capri, Kiara, top of the key, left wing, Alexis Ederson for three, in and out, no good. Kiara with a rebound, left side, up, can't hit, but fouled from behind by Harvest Day. That's going to be her second. That's a good-looking shot from Alexis. We had a perfect angle. It would look like it was going to go in, kind of rolled out on her.
Well, and I like the aggressive play. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you're open and you're a shooter, you've got to take the shot. The Streaks were passing up way too many of those in the first half.
First free throw in and out by Kiara. Right on target, but in and out.
The Streaks have to identify there's somebody behind them. Harvest Day is standing behind them right now.
Now the coaches see it, and they're telling them to get back. Second one is up and good.
Oh, and a near foul there by Jarrett. She undercut Soraya. No, I mean, I'm surprised the official didn't at least say something to her.
Streaks just 4 for 7 from the free throw line here tonight. Now Day makes a move baseline. Nobody.
Foul
on Alexis. She, again, Day took the ball, stuck it right out. Alexis had her hand right on the ball, and he calls a foul on her. I mean, she just turned. She was like kind of going up with it, the hand on each side of the ball.
The other thing that I'm confused by is basically all these guards are doing for Dixon is step faking to one way and going the opposite way, and we bite on it every time.
That is the first foul on Alexis Ederson. Coach Massey having a conversation with the official about something.
I don't know. The official just gave him a look of disbelief. Not exactly sure.
Because we're watching two different games. That's why. Day missed the first free throw. Second one is up and good.
Interestingly enough, they didn't box out on that one.
Yeah, and they had three players back on defense.
Right. I've never seen that this early in the...
Capri Ferguson with a 14-12 as the Dixon lead. 6:24 to play third quarter. Right wing, it goes to Kiara.
Get it to her.
Guarded by Turtelot. Nope, back out to Alexis. Now back to Kiara, right wing. And boy, we had Abby Langefelter posted up. Now Kiara pulls up with a 10-footer right baseline. Missed it.
Well, and she had three defenders on her.
Rebound to Govig. Now this is Turtelot. Turtelot down the right side lane, gets free.
They're just calling fouls anytime they go in the lane now. Turtelot just launched herself into the lane, and I don't know that there was any contact. We get another call on this one on Alexis Ederson, too.
Two quick ones on her. Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, I have a feeling if we go flying in the lane, it's not going to get called that way. Caden Slidick back up, set to check in. She's got three fouls. Turtelot at the free throw line, and that's her first miss. Rolled that one off. She was 4 for 4 prior to that one. She's got 8 points in the game. So now Cadence in for Alexis.
They got three back
there again. That's really odd. So they've only got one person on the up on the lane.
You're just worried about the runouts. Yeah. You're trying to limit the Streaks from getting runouts.
And missed the second. And Capri with a rebound. Comes out to the left baseline. Capri Ferguson, right wing, Caden Slidek. Brings it back out, bounces for Capri. Left wing it goes to Abby Lingefelter. Swing it to Caden Slidek, right side. Leans in, fakes, puts it up, and missed it. Came up short. Rebound comes away today.
Well, that's one where Caden can't be afraid about going into the contact.
Yeah,
she faked up. She could have gone right into the defender.
Jarrett, now it's Day with it out high on the right side. Top of the key goes to Govig. Back to Day, or rather Jarrett posted up. Rebound out of the lane.
That should be a travel.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to call a jump ball on it. Fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. So the Streaks, again, a chance to tie or take the lead with a three, trailing 14-12. We've scored 1 point here so far.
It's looking a lot like the first quarter. We need to get in that second quarter mentality.
There's Abby Lingefelter wide open down the left side. Nobody saw her. They weren't even looking to that side of the court. Now Capri's got it out high left side. Swing it to Abby in the right corner. That was a dangerous pass. Now they're going to say she stepped on the baseline, so the Streaks turn it over. For the second time here in the half, 10 for the game. Abby Davidson back in to replace Soraya Boyd.
Well, there's no flow to the offense. That's one of those ones where if Abby's going to get it, she's got to get in and go. You don't want to just pound dribbles over in the corner against the zone.
Turtelot brings it across, met by Caden Slidek. Hands off to Govig. Dribbles left. Hands off to Day. Another high dribble, and they're not going to call it. Now spin in the paint by Turtelot, and should be 3 seconds. Kicked out to Govig. Three-pointer is no good. Nice block out by Capri Ferguson, but Caden Slidek comes away with a rebound. Capri, right side, kicks over to Abby Lingefelter.
There you go.
Baseline, leans in, up high off the glass and in. Abby Lingefelter with six on three baskets, and we're tied at 14.
Well, and that's what she's got to do. She's got to catch it and go. The possession before she caught it and just started pounding dribbles.
Govig, right wing, gets out high to Fouts. Fouts, down it goes. And traveled. Jarrett traveled the ball. Took two steps before she put it on the floor, but she missed the shot. And the rebound comes away to Abby. How did you not see that travel?
I don't know. My goodness.
Cadence
nice pass.
Underneath to Kiara gets fouled. Is that Turtelot?
It should be.
And that's her first. Fouled Kiara, but it was on the floor. Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Abby Davidson the inbound. Tied at 14, 4:17 to play third quarter. And it comes Abby Lingefelter, left wing. Out it goes to Capri Ferguson to Abby Davidson in the post. Turns, fakes, dribbles down the left side, up off the
glass,
but she's fouled. Nice job. Faked and then split the defenders, went to the basket.
Well, this is going to be three on Govig or three on Jarrett.
Govig. So Ella Govig with her third foul. Abby Davidson to the free throw line with two shots. Has not scored yet tonight.
Coach Ravlin in showing some frustration over there. I don't think he liked the call, but, I mean, that's a big call of all the game both ways. First one missed by Abby Davidson.
A little bit too strong on that one. Grace Nelson back in for the Streaks.
Abby Nipple came in for Govig.
Tied at 14. Abby Davidson can give the Streaks the lead. Second shot is up and good. So Streaks retake the lead, 15-14. 4:09 to play third quarter. Turtelot brings it up, top of the key. Working against Caden Slidek, goes to the right. Hands off to Nipple. Left wing goes to Jarrett. Jarrett puts on the floor, brings it back out high to Turtelot. Turtelot, top of the key, back and forth. Now goes left and gives to Fouts, left wing for three, way short, but gets her own rebound.
No.
Grace Nelson took it away. Grace down the right side gets hammered from behind. No call. And now Fouts comes away with the ball. Now Cadence is going to get called for a fourth foul. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Grace, oh, my goodness. How did you not call that down there? Grace got pushed from behind. Now Cadence has her fourth foul.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Matthew's saying right now.
Wow.
He's trying to get an explanation. The official is just ignoring him.
Wow, that's horrible. Cadence with four fouls now.
What are we doing?
Oh, they're going to call mass timeout now. Wow. 3:43 to play here in the third quarter, and we are tied at 14. Take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Want to add your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Knoxville Methodist Church Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Want to take home some easy cash? Just wear your yellow WGIO button and you could be a winner, like Oscar Sliva, who took home $50. Find out how you can win at WGIL.com.
Tied at, or actually streaks up, 15-14, 3:43 to play here in the third quarter. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg for providing our transportation to all streets road games. And they just got a truckload of brand new Nissans in. Go get in there and check them out because they're not going to last long. That's just the way it's going right now. But they're going to give you a great deal. They're not bumping up the price like a lot of dealerships are. They're dealing with you the same way they've been dealing with you forever, and they're going to do it that way. Stop by and talk to them. And if they don't have on this shipment what you want, they'll be able to find it for you and help you out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty.
I think that foul went on Kiera, not on Cadence, because Cadence still has three on the board.
Okay, and what do they have? They have Kiera for two now. Okay. Well,
that's trick ball. Kind of a break. Turnover. Eight turnovers now for Dixon after Dave dribbled up her foot and it rolled out of bounds before she could gather it back in.
Grace Nelson to set the offense for the Streaks. 3:27 to play Streaks. And again, you can just take your time. You don't need to force anything.
Right.
You're up by one. Kiera, high post, free throw line. Dribbles right, gets pushed. And again, grabbed her arm while she's dribbling. They don't call it. I don't understand. Cadence to Abby Davidson, post up, turn around, fade away, too strong. Kiera with a rebound, and
no,
thank you.
Okay,
I didn't think they were going to call it.
I didn't either.
Day. So that is now her third foul. Harvest Day with three. Govic, so both their bigs with, or two of their bigs with three fouls apiece. Kiera goes to the free throw line. Her only points tonight, she's got three. They've all come from the free throw line, but she's only three for five. And now four for six as she hits the first to make it
16-14.
Four for seven now. So 16-14. How about the biggest lead of the game for the Streaks? And nope, in and out, no good. Abby Davidson had the rebound knocked away, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as Jarrett knocked it away from behind.
Well, honestly, Tom, it's still the biggest lead of the game for the Streaks.
Well, that's true.
Because two is the
biggest lead. Early, yeah. So Grace Nelson inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. 3:04 to play in the third. And it comes to Abby Lingenfeld, who puts it up short. Rebound, Abby Davidson puts it up, gets pushed out, no call. Now the rebound.
Oh, wow.
Now it was Nipple got in between Grace Nelson and Abby Lingenfeld, who knocked it out of bounds. But it's going to go back to Dixon. Wow. Under three to play. Streaks lead by two.
In the third.
Turtelot on the dribble, right wing, hands off to Fouts. Fouts carries it, no call. Yeah, it just drives me out. I don't know why they haven't said it, because we haven't called it for years.
Right.
Now Day drives, nice pass to Jarrett. Shot blocked, though, by Abby Davidson. That ball, I think, should have gone back to the
It should have, because it went off the arm.
Yeah, she blocked it, and it came back down kind of into Jarrett's hands, but they're going to go give it back to Dixon. But a great defensive play by Abby Davidson.
I'm just happy they didn't call a foul, Tom. So.
Yeah, that's true. And it comes to Day. Now Turtelot at the free throw line. 10-footer in the paint, up, missed it. Rebound taken away by Day. She missed. Jarrett with a rebound, puts it up, missed it. And the rebound comes away this time to Grace Nelson. Great hustle on the offensive glass by Dixon, but Streaks come away with it after they couldn't get a shot to fall. Right wing, Cadence Leidick, 2:19 to play. Now Grace Nelson back to Cadence on the wing. Back out to Grace, top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on, too strong. And a rebound comes away to Fouts. I mean, it's not a bad shot.
No.
But you don't need it, though. You
well,
know, you're up by two.
Yeah.
I guess you don't stop playing, though.
Well, and I'll tell you the other thing, Kiera was in the lane that entire possession, so
okay.
It probably wasn't the worst thing in the world until somebody realized how long she'd been in there.
Now, Turtelot fired a three from straight on, missed it. Rebound, Abby Lanefeld to take it away by Turtelot, though. Turtelot bounces out to Nipple, right wing, gives to Day with 1:48.
That's why you got to grab and not try to dribble.
Now to Turtelot, right baseline outside the three-point arc. Brings it back out to the wing, top of the key to Jarrett. Left wing goes to Fouts, left baseline, Nipple, brings it back to the wing, penetrates, bounces for Jarrett, right wing, 10-footer no good, rebound gets knocked away, goes to four. Abby Lingenfelter gets a hold of it,
wow.
Off the back, throws it to Grace Nelson, 3-on-2 break Streaks. Kiera Kilgore left side, leans in, left hand up and in. First basket of the ball game for Kiera Kilgore. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks, 18-14, timeout by Dixon coach Luke Ravlin. Streaks trying to pull away in this one. Nice fast break. Great recognition by Grace Nelson as she recognized that they had the number 3-on-2 break, and the defenders kind of ran in a line down the court. So she got it to Kiera running down the left side, took a right in, laid it up with the left hand up and down. Kind of watching the replay. Oh, the camera didn't move though.
Morton, Peoria High making a comeback after three quarters of play. Morton up 21-17, so that game's gotten a lot tighter. After three quarters of play up at Geneseo, Geneseo is up by 15 over Rocky.
All right, so the winner of this game will play the winner of the Peoria High-Morton game. It'll be at La Salle, Peru next Tuesday night, and it'll be the early game, the 6 o'clock game. We hope to be there and bringing you a sectional game coming up next week. All right, out of the timeout, it'll be Dixon Basketball Streaks with a four-point lead, biggest of the ball game, as 1:22 to play here in the third quarter. And again, the way Dixon plays, they're so slow, Streaks, yeah, when they get a chance to run out like they did, do it. But otherwise, take your time on the offensive end like they're doing.
Burn some clock.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Dixon will bring up the length of the court. It'll be Day to Trigger, and Turtelot will set the offense. 1:22 to play third quarter. This is Turtelot with it across midcourt, left of the center circle. Now top of the key, goes right, gets picked from Govig. Now spins, kicks back out to Govig. Now nipple out between the circles. Bounces for Govig. Now right winger goes to Turtelot. She'll bring it back out high, top of the key, underneath. And I don't know how that pass got through
either.
To Day, but it did. That was, I got to say, it was a great pass. I don't know how it got through, but Day laid it up and in. Wow. Harvest Day with her first basket. She's got three. 18-16 streaks. Now Abby Leopold to the left side. 10-footer no good. Rebound Govig. And now Kira's going to be called for her third foul. It's going to be a reach. After Govig brought down the rebound, not a good move by Tierra there, especially with the way the officials are calling it, and she had no chance to really get the ball.
Well, my only issue with that shot by Abby is shoot your normal shot. She tried to shoot a floater over the defender. I think you shoot your normal jump shot. Abby's got a decent jump shot. She had plenty of space to take it.
Turtelot drives down, cut off by Abby Davis.
No, keep your hands up, Abby.
Kicks out to Govig, now top of the key, nipple. Down it goes to Day, back out to Govig for three, short. Another rebound comes down to Nipple. And Kiera's going to be called for a fourth foul. And he's calling a hack. She was standing straight up and down. Oh, no, they call Abby Lingenfelter. Was she even in the vicinity?
I don't know, but I'd rather have it on Abby Lingenfelter than Kiera.
No, she's got three. Or no, that's two on Abby.
Right, I was going to say, that's only two on Abby, and that would have been four on Kiera.
But unfortunately, Streets, you got to get a body on everybody.
Right. Well, and they're not doing a very good job boxing out right now, and that's been the unfortunate truth here the last several possessions.
Was that it looked like a two-headed shot, but then after the ball was out of her hand, she kind of flicked her left wrist, so I guess she's left-handed. That's an interesting shot. Missed the first free throw. Alexis Edgerson will replace Caden Flydick the last 25 seconds, and Sarai Boyd's going to come in for Abby Davidson.
Yeah, I don't mind this move. Yeah. Take out anybody in foul trouble and make sure you get this rebound.
18-16 Streaks lead, 25.3 to play third quarter. Kate Nipple at the free throw line, 5'7", junior. Second shot is up and good.
Coach Massey calling for one shot here.
So Capri Ferguson will set the offense. She's with Kadira Kilgore.
Watch a trap here. They're gearing up to come out, I think. Nope, okay.
No, they're going to stay back. 17 to play. So Capri on the dribble. Well, you got a clock in front of you there on the basket, Kiera. You don't have to look up like you did. Oh, near turnover. Got it to Kiera. Now Abby Lingenfelter, 5 seconds.
Swing it.
Now Kiera, left baseline. She's going to fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Day at the buzzer. Got a good look at it. Kiera couldn't quite get it to fall. We've got 8 minutes to play. Regional championship from Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse. It is Galesburg 18, Dixon 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at Galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you.
Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants.
Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Basketball to start the fourth quarter. This is Day in the paint. Spins, kicks it out. Should be a 3 second. Standing the whole time. Nipple fires a 17-footer. No good. Rebound hit the top. Hit the shot clock, I think. Now it's going to go back to the Streaks. So the Streaks, let's see. They actually, teams played even 7-7 in that third quarter. Capri Ferguson, Abby Langfelter, Kiera Kilgore, Soraya Boyd, and Caden Slidekin for the Streaks. Left wing, it's Abby Langfelter, Caden Slidekin. Now Capri on the right side. Holding on. Now Kiera has it top of the key to Capri down on the right side. Lays it up. Got her own rebound after the miss. Up off the glass. No good. And the rebound comes away to Govig for Dixon. Streaks got a couple of good licks. Couldn't get it to fall. Turtle out down the right side. Runner up off the glass and in. That was a tough shot. And Dixon takes the lead. 19-18. 7-12 to play.
Oh, come on.
Oh, boy. Near turnover. Fortunately, Kiera bailed the Streaks out. Caden swings it over to Abby Lingenfelter, drives left baseline.
Oh, I think she had a stop.
Yeah. Now Kiera in the paint. Ah, here we go, finally. And a little bit of a bump. That's less than what's happened to Kiera most of the game. And it's going to go against Turtelot.
I think that's free. No, I guess they already put the foul up on the board.
Okay, so that's five now.
No, it should be six. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong side. Yep. Okay.
Capri to inbound from the left baseline into Abby Lingenfelter, right side up off the glass and in. Streaks retake the lead. Eight for Abby Lingenfelter, 2019 Streaks, 6:50 to play in the ball game. Turtelot near the center circle, left wing goes to Nipple. Top of the key, a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side. And one! Capri Ferguson with a chance at the traditional three-point play. The foul is going to go against, Abby Nipple.
Capri is so good at that at times. She times it just right and is able to tip it away. And she's so quick that once that ball gets away, she's able to run it down before the offensive player can get to it.
So Capri goes to the free throw line with one shot. It is up and good! Hit the back iron, used all of it. She's got three, and it's 23-19. Now the Streaks fall asleep, but Turtelot overthrew
Streaks
Jarrett.
Are lucky there.
Yeah, Jarrett was wide open under the basket. Turtelot just overthrew her. So another Dixon turnover, and the Streaks with a 23-19 lead. I stand out here and run some time.
Right, I totally
make
agree.
Make them come out and play you. Kiera with it. Abby Davidson out high right side. They're running their offense. Just hold on, Abby.
No.
Oh, down to the right corner. Nearly overthrew Capri. And she got in a bad spot. And she got hit. They pushed her with her hip out of bounds.
Well, and then Kiera helped her up. So that put the Streaks two players down here.
And I don't think they knew. Now Fouts with the three left wing. Yeah. Good.
Can't,
wow.
I appreciate the teamwork there, getting your player back up if you're Kiera. But you just put your team down two players at the other end.
Coach Massey calls a full timeout. 6:03 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 23-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like the John Chapman Memorial Fund, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
In the ball game, Streaks with a one-point lead, 23-22 after the three-pointer by Riley Fouts. That was her first basket of the game. But again, if I'm the Streaks, run the clock, make them come. I stand out of midcourt. If they're not going to come out and guard you, just let the clock run. When they do switch to a man-to-man, I don't think they can guard us man-to-man.
Yeah, and
they won't be able to help on Kiera then.
Some people don't like that strategy, but realistically, if they're not going to come out and guard you, it's all a chess match here.
Yeah. Inbound comes to Capri. And looks like they're going to run the offense here. Capri's got it. And
I don't
just
know why
just
she picked
on.
Up. Yeah,
just
don't,
hold on. Yeah.
Well, and don't pick up your – there's no reason to pick your dribble up.
Now Kiera drives in and gets cut off, kicks out to Cadence, fires an 18-footer. Good. Right on top of the three-point arc. Probably not necessarily the shot you wanted, but it went in. And the Streaks lead 25-22. This is Turtelot with it, with 5:35 to play. Turtelot dribbling, top of the key, goes right. Kicks out to Govig, trying to get Fouts free for another three. Now she drives down the right side.
Oh, no, that was all ball. Wow. The furthest official from the play calls a foul on Capri, who went up and she – oh, wow.
So that is
– two officials closer on that one, and neither of them blew the whistle.
So Fouts goes to the free throw line with two shots. She had a three-pointer moments ago, makes the first. 25-23. Now Turtelot having a conversation with the official, trying to get an advantage of some sort. Second shot for Fouts, short. Rebound Abby Davidson to the streets.
Okay.
Grace Nelson back in. She'll walk it across. Gets to Cadence on the right wing. Pull it back out. Pull it back out. Here we go. Now swings it over to Abby Lingenfelter. Now back to Grace between the circles. 5:15 to play.
No!
Oh, threw it across court, and the streets turned it over. And
the one thing you have going here is that they're in a 2-2 zone. You can't throw it from one side of the court to the other.
So then what happened? The ball went right into the hands of Day, and Cadence happened to stand there. Day ran into her, so Cadence picked up her fourth foul. So now we walk it down for free throws for Harvest Day. Chance of the one and bonus here. So they can tie it if she makes both, and she made the first. If I'm out there playing point guard, just stand out there until they come out and guard you.
Right.
Day with a chance to tie it, 5:12 to play, and Ravel used all of the rim and Ravel home. We are tied at 25. Now you got to play offense.
You don't have to. You could wait till the very
end.
That
is true. That is true.
Take the last shot of the game.
You don't want to make that cross-court pass, though. Grace out high, left side on the dribble, goes to the wing, gives to Abby Davidson, left baseline, back out to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Grace between the circles, under 5 to play, tied at 25. Kiera fakes the three, penetrates, splits the defenders, and
lots
gets
of contact.
To the floor. Yeah.
And we're going to get Day, I think, will pick up her fourth.
Which one are they going to call it on?
Yeah, Day, yep. That's her fourth.
So, again, I thought Kiera might have gotten away with the travel there, too. She that same Euro step, but if they're not calling it, they're not calling it. So two shots for Kiera. She only got the one basket and gets that one to fall. Streets retake the lead.
That one just, she had a lot of touch on that one.
So Day's going to go to the bench, and that brings in Abby Nipple for. And second shot missed. Oh. Abby Davidson with a rebound
Abby.
And missed the second. Now she's going to be called for going over the back on the second one of Jarrett. That's going to walk it down, and more free throws for Dixon.
I know it's so tempting when you're so much taller than the player in front of you just to reach over like that, but you've got to have that discipline. And this is going to be a 1-1.
So from here on out, it'll be two shots because the next will be the 10th. 4:46 to play, 26-25 streaks. First shot is good. We are tied once again. And Jarrett with a chance to give Dixon the lead. Soraya Boyd now going to replace Abby Davidson. Tied at 26. 4:46 to play in the ball game. Regional championship here from Sterling. Second shot is up and good. Eight points for Jarrett now. Streets trail 27-26. Left wing, Kiera Kilgore. Grace Nelson to Cadence Leidick with it out high. Nice backdoor pass to Raya Boyd up off the glass. Missed it. And the rebound's going to go off of Govig. And the Streets will have it.
Good play, though. They went back side to the weak side. Sierra was open. Soraya was open, and she just couldn't get it to go.
Grace to inbound from the left baseline. Top of the key, it goes to Cadence. Fakes the three, drives down the right side of the lane. Fakes, gets it off to Kiera. Five-footer up off the glass, too strong. Soraya with the rebound, gets hammered by Fouts. Again, Kiera's taking contact every time she goes up for a shot. And most of the time, they're not going to call it. First foul on Fouts, and that puts Soraya Boyd at the free throw line with two shots. Soraya eyes the first. It is up and good. We are tied at 27. Soraya with three. 4:22 to play in the ball game. And shot is short. Rebound comes out long to Turtelot for Dixon. Turtelot on the run.
Stopper.
stops, thought about the three, now gets right wing to Fouts, right baseline to Nipple. She'll bring it back out high. Gives to Jarrett out high on the left side. Working against Soraya. Nice defense by Soraya. Cut her off there. Now Govig, top of the key. The turtle on her, excuse me, Fouts now inside the top of the key. Fouts bounces for Govig in the paint the whole time. And now.
This is Akira. That's her fourth.
2, 3 seconds. She's standing in the lane the entire time. Jeez.
Four on Kira now.
I mean, Govig went down there post up. She's standing in the lane. Standing. Now we got a mask timeout.
Yep.
All right, 4 minutes to play. Tied at 27. We'll come back and bring you the final 4 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Molly Prescott from WGIL. Bring the kids to Discovery Depot to play the day away. And this Saturday from 1 to 3, they can also make a stained glass sun catcher. The cost is free with admission, so come get crafty at Discovery Depot. Learn more about this event and other events on the community events page at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4 minutes to play in the basketball game. Tied at 27. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, this is the thing. When it comes down like this, every missed free throw, every turnover, it all makes a difference.
Right, and it's magnified to the nth degree here. So that's why when you get in these situations, you've got to play a much tighter style of basketball, and you're not going to get a lot of runouts against this team. So the Streaks have to be smart with the basketball because each possession is that much more valuable.
So Ella Govig, 5'11 junior, first shot is up, in and out, back in. Her first point of the night, and Dixon Reed takes the lead, 28-27. Abby Davidson, Capri Ferguson in, replacing Grace Nelson and Soraya Boyd. All right, 28-27, Govig. Eyes the second, it is up and good. And they've got great confidence when they're at the line. 29-27. Capri Ferguson with it out high right side.
I don't think the Streaks know which offense they're in.
Abby Lane-Felter, Capri, top of the key. Who had Abby Davis in the lane, Mister gets to Cadence, right wing, fires a three, too strong, and a rebound. Cadence able to run it down.
Way off. She rushed that shot.
Kira, right baseline, brings it back out to the wing. Gets bumped, no call, again. To Capri between the circles. Ooh, now had Kira, now gets it to her in the paint. And how's that not a foul? Are you kidding me? No, but she turned, gets it up and in. How is there no foul on that? My goodness, I don't know how she was able to gather the ball to get the shot because she got fouled twice in there.
Yeah, strong recovery, though, by Kira.
Now Turtelot nearly lost the handle, gets to Nipple, stops the free throw line, bounces left baseline for Jarrett. We're tied at 29. Govig, free throw line, missed it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Gets to Capri. Streaks bring it back the other way. Kiara, left wing. Back out to Capri between the circles. 2:55 to play in the ball game. Inside it goes to Abby. Lingenfelter kicks out to Cadence, right wing. Now Capri between the circles with it on the volleyball spike line. Dribbles right.
And now good timeout here by Coach Massey. Good timeout because realistically the offense wasn't doing anything there. And this possession is going to be a real big one.
So it's a full timeout called by Coach Massey with 2:45 to play, and we are tied at 29. So Coach with the clipboard out, drawing up something for the Streaks. Wow, so we got, coming down to the wire between Peoria High and Morton at Peoria High. And Morton, last we knew, had, a one-point lead with less than a minute to play?
Yeah, it was 26-25, Morton with 53 seconds left to go. Let's see if I got an update on it.
And the winner of that game will play the winner of this game Tuesday night up at the LaSalle Peru.
Geneseo beat Rock Island 62-48, so they move on to play the winner of Washington and Peoria Notre Dame. Peoria High and Morton are now tied at 27 with 39 seconds left to go.
Oh, they've got two fewer points than us?
Yeah. Morton has the ball coming out of the timeout.
Wow. So they're tied at 27. We're tied at 29.
That's kind of crazy thinking about how offensively inclined both of those schools are.
Absolutely. So 29 apiece here, 2:45 to play. And
I'm not sure why the Streaks are getting on the baseline. Wasn't that ball up top? when he called the timeout?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. Maybe he wants on the baseline to run one of their inbounds plays. But
yeah, well. So Capri will inbound from the right baseline. Looks it over. And finally gets it into Cadence between the circles. She dribbles right back to Capri on the right baseline. Fakes, penetrates, leans in up off the glass. No, but she's fouled by Govind.
And is it Govind or Day? Because if it's Day,
I'm not sure.
That's her fifth.
Oh, they do call Day. So Harvest Day just picked up her fifth foul. Would have been the fourth on Govig. And Capri Ferguson goes to the free throw line for the. That was a nice move by Capri again. She slides in. I don't know how she gets that shot off. Couldn't quite get to the ball, but she took the contact.
Now the big ones.
So Capri Ferguson at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. Streaks retake the lead 30-29. Capri Ferguson, the junior at the foul line. Second shot is away. And good.
Two big free throws there.
5 points for Capri, all here in the fourth quarter. 31-29 streaks, 2.5 minutes to play. Turtelot gives to Fouts. Hands off to Govig. To Turtelot, right wing. Gets away from Cadence. Now underneath it goes to Jarrett. Lost a handle, but get it back out. Top of the key, Fouts drives right. Pulls up with an 8-footer in the lane. Missed it. Oh, but Govig with the rebound. Missed it. Rebound this time comes away to Abby Lane. Somehow Govig took it away. Now a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the left side and leans in, spins, but a foul's going to be called on Turtelot.
And she counted it.
Oh, they counted it?
She counted it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you, that's a horrible call because after the foul, Capri actually traveled before she shot the ball.
Wow.
Turtelot's third foul. So Capri Ferguson with the basket and a chance at the three-point play. Oh, my goodness. We'll take it. Nothing's gone against us. We'll take one when we can get it. Capri's free throw is up and good. 7-point run by Capri Ferguson. Streaks lead 34-29, just over 2 minutes to play. This is Turtelot on the dribble on high left side. Goes baseline. Didn't take the shot. Kicks out to Govig. Now it's Jarrett. Right wing to Nipple. See, this is where you have the advantage. They
right.
take a long time
That's
to get
two.
The offense.
That's two. She was inside the line. She was inside the line.
Oh, my goodness. Govig just hit from the top of the key, but she had stepped inside the line. That was a two-pointer, but they counted it as a three.
He did not even look. She was inside the line.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. She had 2 feet inside that three-point arc.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a toe was over.
No.
Both feet were inside.
One foot was on the line. The other one was inside the line.
So Govig with what they count as a three. Yeah, there was. Look at the replay. There it was. Both feet. Here we go. Here's the pass. And there's one, two, yep, on the line.
Wow.
Well, I guess you give them that. They gave us an extra one. So am I wrong? Am I wrong? Did Capri travel after the foul before
she got
the shot up? That's what I thought.
I first of all, I can't believe you call continuation.
I know. That's. That was NBA and then some. All right. Streaks lead 34-32, 1:52 to play in the ball game. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, the winner moves on to take on who? We don't know yet. It will be either Morton or Peoria High. They got the same kind of game going there. Lower scoring than this one.
Now they're coming out and changing defenses. The streaks have got to identify. They're coming out in a three-quarter court, 1-2-2. Got to get your press break up there.
So
they're
going to
trap.
Yeah, they're going to trap in midcourt. Capri gets it across. Now looks for help. And what do you do? And Coach Massey calls timeout. You went right to the
Capri
spot.
Capri walked right into the trap zone.
Yeah.
And then just held the ball.
You went right to the spot.
The trap zones are on the other side of half court in the corners.
Yeah. All right. Well, another timeout. We're going to keep it right here. 1:43 to play. Any update on Morton and Peoria High?
Morton beats Peoria High 31-27 to advance to the sectional semis.
Wow. Well, a lot of Galesburg fans aren't Bob Becker fans, but he is a really good coach.
He is.
Because that Peoria High team is just loaded with talent. I mean,
I definitely think they had the coaching advantage in that one.
Yeah. And Michi is a super nice guy. He really is. Like talking to him. But, Bob Becker is a really good coach. All right. 1:43 to play. 34-32 is the Streaks' lead. Oh, we have cheerleaders now. We're not even sure when they got here. Sometime in the second half, all of a sudden they were there.
Right.
We're glad they're here, but.
So the Streaks have to identify the defense here. See what defense they're in. They're going to come back out in that 1-2-2. Do not get into the corners. You've got to keep this ball in the middle of the floor.
So Kira to inbound from midcourt. In the backcourt it comes to Capri. And turn it over right
pass.
In the hands of Turtle.
Oh, gosh. And they're going to call Capri for a foul there.
That's her third now, and Turtelot's going to go to the free throw line.
Capri's got to understand what they're doing to her defensively. They're laying off. They're trying to shoot that passing lane.
So Turtelot, two free throws, chance to tie. She actually hit her first four, then actually missed two in the third quarter.
This can be a tough thing for the offense, switching defense this late in the game. It can really throw you off offensively, but it can also be tough on the defense because they've been playing one game, one way all game. Right now, it's been advantage Dixon.
Oh, she missed the free throw. So the best she can do is cut one. I'm almost,
Keeping four back right now.
If you put it in Kiera's hand, just go. Just dribble through before they get to the trap. Just left or right of the center circle.
Yeah, the Streaks are playing it too cautiously. You either got to get the ball to the middle of the floor or somebody's just got to shoot the gaps.
Turlot makes the second, so it's 34-33 Streaks. Now Kiera's got it.
Go.
Yeah, now back to Abby Lingenfelter, and across it gets to Abby Davidson out high on the left side to Grace Nelson in the left corner.
They're going to slap. They're slapping.
Now gets to Abby Davidson.
There we go.
Now it's Abby Lingenfelter, right wing or left wing Abby Davidson.
Hit her off!
Thank you.
Wow.
It's all over for Kiera if they finally call it, so she'll go to the free throw line.
Jeez.
She'll have two shots at it, and that's second foul on Fouts. So Kiera will have two shots. They've got 10 team fouls now.
Coach Ravlin upset about something. I'm not sure what his goal
I think he thought somebody. I think he thought Abby Davidson stepped on the sideline. First free throw for Kiera, up and good. So that's one thing I noticed Dixon did the other night against Sterling. They were trapping not only in the corners, they were trapping on the wings, and that's exactly what happened there. Just keep it out front here.
Right.
Kiera, second shot, up and good. Streaks with a three-point lead, 36-33.
Huge free throws. Now play defense.
Turtelot with it.
She wants to go in the lane.
Dribbles right, stops. Free throw line, Jarrett, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Kiera, and gets fouled. How did you not call the foul? She gets knocked to the floor. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Kiera gets, they grabbed her arm. She got knocked to the floor, lost the ball out of bounds, and all, they just called it out. Are you kidding me? Wow. Wow. Both Govig and Fouts had a hold of her. Wow.
I'm guessing we're not going to get a replay on that one.
No. Oh, my goodness. Inbound comes to Jarrett. Hands off to Fouts. Fouts dribbles right.
Under a minute.
Now it's Nipple. Now it's Govig. Top of the 55 to play. Kicks back out to Nipple. Now down the left block it goes to Jarrett. Spins in. Travel. No call. Up off the glass. Missed it. Rebound, Abby Davidson. Takes it away. 47 play.
Rebound.
Now he's telling the foul, and that should be an intentional foul because Nipple just ran up and pushed Capri, but Capri will go to the free throw line, and she'll get two shots. 43.5 to play. Need at least one of these, so a three can't tie it. Bree Ferguson, the junior at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. 37-33, 43.5 to play. Second shot for the junior is up and good.
Capri Huge
Ferguson.
Free throws.
38-33, 43.5 to play. Turtelot with it. She'll bring it across. They're going to look for the three. Yep, she's going to fire a long one from straight on. Made it.
Wow.
That's why you needed that at least one free throw. And it's 38-36 with 37 seconds to play. So, again, they're going to come out. But you got to protect the ball. They're going
right.
to look for the turnover first, but then they're going to foul immediately.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. That was a long three from straight on.
I don't like sitting back on that either. I understand she's driven just about every time she's touched the basketball. But you look at we can see the replay here. You had Abby Lingenfelter standing behind Kiera with Abby Davidson in the backside. I make her dribble and drive in, and you got Abby Davidson down there for the potential block shot.
All right, so that's almost one. I consider at least guarding her full court to make her time to bring the ball up and not have that easy three. But I know you're worried about her going to the basket.
Right, and the other thing is you want the ball out of her hands as soon as possible.
Yeah. All right, 37 seconds to play. Streaks with a 38-36 lead. Got to protect the basketball. They're going to be grabbing at you. You might not get the foul call.
Right.
You got to protect.
You've got to assume you're not going to get the foul call.
Right, exactly.
And play that way. Because if you play assuming they're going to foul you, that's where the official is slow on the whistle, and all of a sudden the ball pops out.
All right, 37 to play. Streaks will have to bring it the length of the court. Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, Caden Slidek, Capri Ferguson, Kira Kilgore in for the Streaks. It will be Abby Lingenfelter to inbound to pick up with full court pressure. And Streaks look a little confused coming out, and in it comes to Capri. Got to go with it. Now Abby Lingenfelter, Kira Kilgore, 3-on-2 break. Kira down the middle. Leans in and gets pushed. No foul.
Yeah. She should have pulled that.
Yeah.
She's got to pull that one out.
Yeah. I've never seen somebody not get calls.
Right.
Ooh, Kira, a little upset. She was talking to the official. She got to be careful there. Wow. 26.1 to play. Jeez. All right. Streaks with the lead, 38-36.
Got to play defense now.
What I'm going to hate is if you call ticky-tack
right.
down here. Which
right.
is what it's been like
Turtle Lock
the
gets
game.
In the lane, yeah. And then all of a sudden it's going to be. I just think there, Kieran's got to pull that one back out and make them foul you. I understand they had numbers, but.
I just got a
snow
squall warning. What is that?
I don't know.
9:30 p.m. Slow down to where? For where, though? I guess in this area? I don't know. That's odd.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
Snow squall. It was clear when we came in. It was supposed to be clear tonight. All right, 26.1 to play. And the Streaks.
I'd put somebody up there.
I'd put pressure. Make them take some time. But they're going to let Turtelot bring it up. The Streaks will meet him at half court.
Everybody in the gym is going to be up for this one because it's big. This is the biggest possession of the game.
All right, Turtelot across midcourt. Bounces for Govig. Now Turtelot down the right baseline. Garrett now left wing three up and no good, but the rebound comes down to
Fouts.
And she gets fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to tie with 11 seconds to play. She did a good job. She got the inside position.
Well,
there.
Again, Streaks not boxing out there. They had a bunch of players in the lane, but nobody got a body.
So Fouts with 4 points in the game.
And that's going to be five on Caden. She fouls out.
That'll bring Alexis Edgerson in. 3 points for Cadence on a basket and 1-for-2 from the free throw line. So Riley Fouts at the free throw line.
Neither team has a timeout left.
11 seconds to play. First one is up and missed it. So
yeah, you got to box out. She's going to have to miss this one.
And you got to get the shooter as well. Can't forget that. Now they're going to bring in, they're going to put Turtelot on the bench. And they brought in Steinmeier.
Yeah, that's an odd move when you don't have any timeouts left.
And he's hoping she's going to make it. You got to run a play, though. Second one is up and good. It's 38-37 Streaks. And now Capri gets tackled. Fouts gets called for the foul.
Fouts tried to slide in front of her, but she was late.
So that's her third, and that's going to put Capri back at the free throw line, running around a room for her here in the fourth quarter. So Capri Ferguson at the free throw line.
Need one here. Hopefully two.
All right. First one is up and good. More importantly now, you don't want a three to be able to beat you.
Right. But at least now you take the basket out of the situation. Now the question becomes, let's see what happens here first.
Second one up and good.
Now the question is, do you foul?
Now you put some pressure on Turtelot. 8 to play, 40-37 Streaks. Turtelot across midcourt.
I foul.
Goes around the back with 5. Now 4. Fires a 3. Partially blocked by Capri. Rebound Abby Davidson. And she is fouled with 0.5 seconds to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are going to move on to the LaSalle Peru sectional. Foul one against Fouts. And Abby Davidson will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Capri Ferguson came up with, I'm glad they didn't, because she had her body away from her. She got her hand on that.
I was a little worried with how close she was. She almost got herself into the in-between area there.
So Abby Davidson now will go to the free throw line.
The late arriving basketball boys basketball team singing a song.
Missed the first.
Come on, Abby. You don't want something fluky to happen here.
No.
You got to hit this one.
0.5 to play. Yeah, put us make it a two-possession game. Abby Davis in the senior three-throw line. Second shot is up. Missed it. And Turtle Island
fires. Didn't get it off in time.
Nope. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the regional championship as they defeat the Dixon Duchesses by a final of 40-37. And the cheerleaders out on the floor, boys basketball team celebrating with the Streaks.
The score in that final quarter was 22-20.
Wow.
We went into the third quarter 18-17.
So the Streaks with the win here tonight.
Washington beat Notre Dame 44-37, so the sectional semifinals are set.
So it'll be the Galesburg Silver Streaks against the Morton Potters and the Geneseo Maple Leafs against the Washington Panthers, who they defeated in the final of the State Farm Classic.
Rematch.
All right, Streaks won it here. They're out to celebrate and wait for the trophy presentation here. Wonder if he didn't pick up our wireless mic, unfortunately. Thought maybe he would, but that's all right. Well,
I'd offer to go out there, but I don't think I can slide by.
Yeah, I know. I'd have to be able to get up first. All right, so here the Streaks are going to be presented the trophy from the athletic director here at Sterling High School, Tyler Jasky. One of the TV stations for the Quad Cities, who interviewing Coach Massey right now. All right, so the Streaks come out. Caden Slidick receives the championship trophy, and there it is. Streaks with a win here, 40-37. We will take a timeout. We'll come back, talk about this. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down some stats. Name of day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Streaks win at 40-37. They're regional champs. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. For only $49.99, find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. Tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Hi, I'm Mike Holloway, Knox Warren County President of F&M Bank, and I'm pleased to announce that we just opened an office in Monmouth at the corner of Highway 34 and North Main Street. We're excited to provide a convenient location for our Monmouth area clients and look forward to welcoming new clients. Our new office staff is local bankers you already know and trust. If you're not a client, I invite you to stop and experience what F&M Bank is all about. You'll like what you see.
Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook, State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Patchy, blowing snow, cloudy, chance of snow showers, gradually clearing though late, overnight low of 9, the wind chill as low as 6 below 0. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 24, low of 16 tomorrow night, and Sunday, sunny with a high of 49. It's 28 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Well, the Galesburg Silver Streaks won it here tonight. They outscored Dixon 22-20 in that final quarter. They win the regional championship 40-37, the final score here tonight. They move on to the sectional at LaSalle Peru next Tuesday night. Will they get another crack at the Morton Potters? Morton got the win at Peoria High on their home floor. What was the final one-pointer on that one?
Hold on, I got to pull it back. Yeah, okay, oh, sorry. No, I wrote it down. It was 31-27.
Oh, Morton 31-27. Won. They were tied at 27.
Right.
And Morton gets the win at Peoria High, 31-27. The other semifinal, we'll play the early game Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. That'll be a 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock tip. And the second game will feature Geneseo against Washington. So the Streaks regional champions here tonight. By the way, we both said we got weather alerts. Brad Benowitz sent me a picture of the squall, the snow squall. Yeah, it's kind of daunting. Hopefully we'll be out of here before it hits this direction. Plus, hopefully we'll get south of it, more south of it too. It's just a little bit to the west of us at this point. But anyway, hopefully we'll get out of here at a decent hour. All right, waiting to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Mass. He's talking with the boys head coach Chad Thompson right now. Streaks still out there taking pictures and celebrating here tonight the victory over Dixon. So, wow, that was not an easy win.
No, nothing about that game was easy. We thought that it had the potential for being a kind of a slugfest like that. You knew that you were going to be it was going to be tough to be able to get points, and Streaks weren't going to get a lot of runouts. You were going to have to work your offense and find ways around.
Well, I thought Coach was going to get ready to make his way, talking with some of the players and parents now still, too. He had a smile on his face. He's actually happy. That's good to see.
Yeah.
And relaxed much more than he was a few minutes ago. All right. So they cut the nets down for the Streaks, too. That's kind of cool. Like that. All right. So the Streaks get the win here, 40-37 is the final score as we await Coach Massey to come up and have a word with us here. Eventually, he's talking to his brother too. Oh, they're getting some more pictures too. We'll get up here eventually.
Do you want to just start running through stats?
I guess we could go ahead and let's see. He turned this way. Now his brother stopped him. All right. Well, let's start with the scoring for the Streaks. They were led by Capri Ferguson, 12 points all in the fourth quarter, 2 baskets, 8 for 8 from the free throw line. 11 points for Kiara Kilgore. Had a tough night. They made it hard on her. Only 2 baskets, 7 for 11 from the free throw line. 8 points for Abby Lingefelter on 4 baskets. Let's see. We had 3 points for Soraya Boyd on a basket, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Alexis Edgerson on a basket in the second quarter. 1 point for Abby Davidson on 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Streaks, I didn't even count up. I didn't get to all of them. 18 for 28 from the free throw line. And again, that's one of those stats. You do a little better from there.
You're not nail biting.
You're not biting the nails down at the end of this one. But nonetheless, they come out with a win here tonight. Now let's see. For Dixon, they were led by Sam Turlott with 14 points, including that three-pointer she hit late in the ball game. 7 points for El Jarrett, 5 apiece for Riley Fouts, Harvest Day, and Ella Govic. They found out of the ball game. 1 point for Kate Nipple. So I didn't finish all my stats.
16 for 27 from the free throw line for Dixon. Team stat wise, Streaks 14 turnovers, 12 turnovers for Dixon. Streaks did have a narrow edge in rebounds, 36-35. A 16-12 offensive board edge for the Streaks. Dixon did not shoot the ball well, 9 of 46 from the field, 3 of 15 from downtown. Streaks didn't do much better, a little bit better, 11 for 38. However, the Streaks did not get a three-pointer in this one. They were 0 for 7. Some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, Abby Davidson had the 1 point, but she had 5 rebounds and a block. Soraya Boyd had 2 rebounds to go with her 3 points. Abby Lingenfelter, 9 rebounds to go with her 8 points. Let's see, 1 assist as well. Cadence Leidick had 4 rebounds and assists to go with her 3 points. Alexis Edgerson had 2 points and a block. Capri Ferguson finishes with the 12 points, but also had 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, and 2 rebounds. All of those stats, except for the rebound, came in the fourth quarter. Grace Nelson finishes with 3 rebounds, even though she didn't score. Kira Kilgore finishes the game with the 11 points, but also 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block.
1 steal, 1 block. All right, well, the Streaks won it here tonight. Let's see. Didn't want to take another break before Coach Massey came up. May need to, though.
He's down cleaning the bench.
Yeah. Now they realize, like, oh, we got to get out of here. We got to clean stuff up. Let's see. All right, we'll go ahead and take a timeout here. Then we'll come back and talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks went a 40-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on the – oh, no, maybe he's going to – he just looked up this way. Maybe he is coming up now. Maybe we'll wait on that. Otherwise, he'll be standing here waiting through the commercial break.
Well, Jeff Cedros, the PA announcer, just stopped him now.
Yeah.
So.
He's trying to get away. Well, the Streaks move on to the sectional next Tuesday night. We'll play at LaSalle Peru as Coach Massey now makes his way. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. The right choice for your next project, Coach.
Got all about you.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the victory first, Coach. Just an easy night at the gym, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have watched the girls all year, and I think 8-1 we're losing, and I think it stayed 8-1 for, I told the girls at halftime, it was 8-1 for 45 minutes and what was going on.
Yeah.
And what's thrilling about this group is that probably up until the 15th of December, we would have gone on and lost by 25. And we had absolutely nothing going offensively. They were frustrating Kiara, and we found a way to end up get points. But it was sticking through it when it was 8-1 with it. I thought the difference in the game was we ended up got enough breakout layups that made a difference. I thought, if I remember correct, Alexis had one. Capri had 2 or 3 of them. Kiara had one with them. And, I mean, that in a game that was this low scoring, I think that was the difference.
You know, and what's hard, we talked about the way they play the slow tempo when you're down 8-1 or even when you're down, you know, by 4 somewhere in the second or third quarter. It feels like you're down by 15, but you guys just kept coming at them. Like I said, you got those few runouts, and then you take the lead. Then you kind of put the pressure back on their side that they need to maybe hurry their offense a little more than they like to.
Yeah, and, you know, I think you play that style, you're relying on we're going to make less mistakes than you are. And we certainly made our share of mistakes with turnovers, but you look I think there were maybe 2 live ball turnovers that resulted in breakaways. But the tough part was I thought the officials called the game consistently, but it was called so much closer than earlier in the year. And what happened was I don't know what percent of their points came from free throws. But a lot more could have came because they didn't shoot well.
Yeah, 16 of 37.
Yeah, 37.
16.
No, they scored 16 points. They could have scored 11.
16 for 37.
No, yeah, they were 16
they were
of 27.
For 27. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So they missed 11.
Yeah. So they're, you know, doing the math on it. They almost 50% of their points at the foul line.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. All right, so we head to the sectional next Tuesday night. Morton ended up, they came back, they were tied at 27. Low-scoring game there. They ended up beating Peoria High 31-27. Geneseo ended up at
62-48. They took care of Rocky. They were up double digits pretty much the entire way, and Washington pulled it out against Notre Dame 44-37.
So, yeah. Outstanding teams coming to the summit.
Yeah,
sectional.
And, you know, I mean, Morton handled us very, very easily. That we'll have to, between now and Tuesday, see if we can figure out a way to guard Krupa, because we didn't have an answer the first time. I think she had 18 in the first half.
Yeah, man, you know, she's a good one, obviously. But, yeah, we come out and play well, take care of the ball. Yeah, it was a tough one tonight, but it was great to get the win and great to see the girls and everybody so excited, too. And
really
great fans here tonight, too.
Yes, I mean, it certainly was not a case that the girls were ho-hum, like business as usual, that they were thrilled. And the part that's so neat is that, you know, the kids that go in and out that, you know, never, you know, pout or anything with it. And, you know, that Abby Davidson's on the bench watching Soraya most of the first half. And she's Soraya's biggest cheerleader with them. And Capri is the biggest cheerleader of everybody in the process. So what was Capri from the foul line?
8 for 8.
8 for 8. She had 12 points all in the fourth quarter.
We'll have to move her to the top of the foul board.
There you go. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Tuesday night in LaSalle.
Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. We'll come back and talk more about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ow. Maybe if you slowed down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Alfano's Pizza, Main Street, Knoxville.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
How would you like some extra cash for not much work? Well, the WGIL button spotter is out and found Deb Gamble. She won $100. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
Thanks. Back here at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling, Illinois, the Galesburg Silver Streaks come out with a win at the regional championship. They defeat the Dixon Duchesses. 40-37 was the final score. Well, we've run through the stats and everything. We just got one more order of business here tonight, and that is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and it didn't get much more crunchy than it could have here tonight.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about free throws throughout the game. They count just as much at the beginning as they do at the end, but there's a clutch time, and it's not easy to hit them. And, everything that this young lady did in the fourth quarter was kind of what propelled the Streaks here tonight.
Yeah, I don't think we've had as true of a crunch player of the game in maybe even years as we did today. Capri Ferguson, the junior, comes up huge in the fourth quarter. She ends up scoring 12 points in that fourth quarter, including 8 for 8 from the free throw line, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 2 rebounds. Both of her steals were steals that led to run-out layups, and that's what Coach Massey even indicated was he thought the difference in the game was the run-out layups, and she had 2 of them there in the fourth quarter alone. And it's just kind of a crazy game when you think about, you know, as a basketball fan, you watch these games sometimes and you're like, what's what's going to change in this game? We went into that fourth quarter, 18-17 was the score. And it was every basket you could get was the biggest basket of the game. And then in the fourth quarter, it was back and forth could be. You outscore them 22-20 to come away with the three-point victory. And 12 of those points came from 12 of the 22 points, over half the points in the fourth quarter, came from Capri Ferguson. Huge game for her, and she's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
You know, it's crazy, like you said, congratulations to Capri, that, again, 22-20 the score in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That, I mean, that was absolutely nuts that we both scored that much.
And yeah.
Obviously, that was at a pace they didn't want to play at, but
right.
They stuck right with us, though.
After three quarters of play, if you would have told me that this game was going to get to 40, I would not have believed you.
So, Capri Ferguson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, hey, the season continues. Tuesday night, why don't we drive further? I like that.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We've done several sectionals up at LaSalle Peru. If I remember right, last time I was there, I was looking at pictures that came up on my memories on Facebook the other day, and we're up like on a kind of a balcony behind the basket. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So
that's, last time, that's where they had us anyway.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah, because you know what? Yeah, because I know we've been on the side up top also. Kind of on the, kind of like our gym, but somewhere up along the side. So we'll see what happens this time around. But we will be there with the game again. It's scheduled for 6 o'clock next Tuesday night, so that'll be a hard start time as the first game. 5:40 for the pregame here on WGIL. Well, good win here tonight, and give it a little bit tougher with the Morton Potters. But you know what? We were talking about this on the way here. You get a chance to play in the sectional. Given the choice between those two teams, I think we match up better with Morton. Obviously, Krupa is a hard matchup for anybody, but I think overall they're a better matchup for us because Peoria High just so much size and quickness to go along with it. When you know you're looking at coach's daughter, not Daria, that was the older one.
No, you're talking about the big one.
Yeah. 6'1", yeah.
I can't think of her name.
Yeah. Anyway.
Edwards.
Edwards, yeah. And then, of course, then the A.J. Guyton's daughter, a really good player. They were just a tough matchup for us.
Yeah.
And, again, yes, Coach was right. Morton handled us at home. But I that's still, I think, a team that, you know, we come out and play our basketball that we match up with a little bit better. Katie Krupa is going to get her points. Abby Davidson can slow her down.
Well, and I think the other thing's going to be – that's going to be another one of those games that's going to be highly dictated by the officiating.
Right.
If you remember, Krupa was getting the benefit of a lot of extra steps and a lot of generous calls around the basket. It was one of those that seemed like they knew who Katie Krupa was.
Right. So we'll see what happens, what Tuesday night brings. Streaks winning here tonight, 40-37, the final score. Capri Ferguson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, next Tuesday night, LaSalle Peru will be where we'll head to for the sectional semifinal. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to our studio engineer, Clark Burnett. For Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying good night from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.